We all know how overwhelming information can be these days. It's hard to know what really matters. So that's what we do here. Cut through that noise, pull out the key stuff, the stories from reports that might seem, well, a bit dense at first glance. Today we're taking a deep dive into the 2024 annual report from the Interfaith Food Pantry Network. They often go by IFPN. They're based in Morris County, New Jersey. This report, it's a really fascinating look at how one community is tackling food insecurity head on. And they live by this motto, neighbors helping neighbors.
Exactly. And, an annual report like this, it's so much more than just numbers on a page. It really gives you insight into their strategy, the actual human impact, and some pretty innovative ideas they're putting into practice. What's interesting about this report specifically is the timing. It captures a really pivotal year for IFPN. They just finished this major capacity building phase. So now this report kind of maps out their next steps, their journey towards ending food insecurity in their area.
Okay, let's get into it then. Because when you think food pantry, maybe a certain image comes up, a traditional one. But IFPN seems to be doing things differently. They've even shifted their language. Instead of clients, they use guests or neighbors. The report says these terms are widely accepted, preferred actually, by the people using the services. It makes it less stigmatizing, more respectful. It seems like a really foundational part of their whole approach.
Absolutely. It's about dignity from the start.
And you really see that focus on dignity in action with their Healthy Choices Marketplace. This is not your basic handout situation. It's set up more like a grocery store. Lots of fresh fruits, vegetables, meat, eggs, dairy, plus, whole grains, low sodium stuff, even allergy-friendly
Yeah,
foods.
it's about real choice.
It is offering healthy options, not just calories.
And the way it operates, that's the key. They call it the guest choice model. So instead of getting a pre-packed bag, which, let's be honest, might have stuff people can't or won't use, guests choose their own food based on their family's needs, their preferences, dietary restrictions, all of it.
That seems much more practical.
It is. And it's more than just being nice, although it is compassionate. It's a trust-based model. It cuts down waste significantly. People take what they'll actually use. It just makes sense, optimizes everything.
And the numbers, wow, they really show the need. Last year, IFPN gave out, get this, 1.7 million pounds of food
Incredible.
across more than 20,500 visits to their two main sites in Morristown and Morris Plains. That's a 20% jump from the year before.
20%.
And the report explicitly notes this increase was largely because food prices just kept going up all through 2024.
Right, hidden family's heart shows how vital IFPN became.
Definitely. But it's not just the scale, it's the individual stories too. There's this quote in the report from someone they call a grateful neighbor. She says, "After my husband passed, I wasn't sure where to turn. The staff and volunteers were so kind to me. I never realized a place like this even existed. The food is a lifesaver. Now I can focus on the mortgage and other bills I need to pay."
That's powerful. Just lifting that immediate burden.
Exactly. It lets people focus on other essentials. It's about stability. So, okay, they have these two main marketplaces, but Morris County is a big area. It's clear IFPN isn't just waiting for people to come to them. How do they reach everyone else? That neighbors helping neighbors idea seems to extend pretty far.
It really does. They've built this extensive network. You could almost think of it like a hub and spoke model. They have these targeted micro programs designed to reach into every corner of the county to like make sure no one gets left behind.
Okay, like what sort of programs?
Well, take their home delivery program. It's crucial for seniors who are homebound or people with disabilities who can't get out. They delivered over 100,000 pounds of food last year, including meals prepared by a partner ministry. That was through almost 1,500 visits. And what's really neat is how they pair up neighbors and volunteers. It builds trust, real
So
connections.
it's relationship-based, not just transactional. That makes sense. What else?
Then there's the free farmers market. They distributed over 130,000 pounds of fresh produce, a lot of it sourced from local Jersey farms.
Nice. Local sourcing, too.
Yeah, and that reached thousands more households. It ensures everyone gets access to fresh, healthy stuff consistently. For emergencies, they have walk-in support emergency food access, thousands of pounds given out that way. And they also partner with county agencies like Temporary Assistance for an emergency bag program. That reaches people in really tough spots, like families temporarily in motels.
Wow, that's covering a lot of immediate crisis situations. Do they help other smaller pantries too?
They do. That's the Pantry Partner Program. They support 10 other community pantries across the county. Supplied them with over 165,000 pounds of healthy food, plus nutrition info, supporting thousands more families through those partners.
Okay.
And they get even more specific. There's the SUN program, Senior Umbrella Nutrition. That's tailored for seniors in low-income apartment buildings, over 110,000 pounds there. They have a college pantry program helping students and staff at the local colleges.
Oh, interesting. College students, too.
Yeah, food insecurity is a real issue on campuses. And then a custom food program that works with partners like maternal and child health on very specific needs, like childhood obesity prevention programs.
It's incredibly comprehensive. They seem to have thought about so many different needs within the community.
Very tailored.
Yeah, Clay, deep understanding.
So IFBN is clearly doing more than just handing out groceries. They talk about wraparound services.
Yeah.
These sound like they're aimed at, well, longer-term solutions, promoting stability, health, that kind of thing. That's right. It's about looking at the whole picture.
Yes.
And a really key piece of this is their nutrition education. They offer free classes daily, on-site, in English and Spanish, teaching that link between diet and health. Think cooking demos, info on food benefits like SNA, practical recipes, food safety tips. It's about equipping people with knowledge and skills, life skills, really.
And that knowledge can be genuinely life-changing. There's another quote here from a nutrition education participant. They said, "I never realized how much sodium I had in my diet. Diane, nutrition educator, gave me such helpful information to help me control my blood pressure. I think this information and the fresh food has made it possible for me to meet my grandkids."
Wow. That puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
It really does. It's not just about health numbers. It's about quality of life, family.
Absolutely. And IFPN gets that food insecurity often doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's connected to other challenges. So they've built this system of what they call outbound referrals and inbound wraparound services.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
It means they actively connect their guests out to other crucial resources, government programs, nonprofits offering help with benefits, enrollment, healthcare, legal aid, housing support, job training. But they also bring services in. They host other service providers right there, on site, during food distribution times.
Ah, so it makes it easier for people to access multiple kinds of help in one place.
Exactly. Reduces barriers, makes it convenient.
That's smart. And speaking of holistic support, they even have a program called We've Got Your Back, providing backpacks and school supplies for kids. It seems simple, but I bet that helps families a lot financially.
For sure. Takes off some pressure, helps kids start the school year right. It all fits together.
As we go through this report, one thing just keeps standing out. That core idea, neighbors helping neighbors. It's not just a slogan, is it? It feels like the real driving force behind everything they do.
It really does.
Take their volunteers, right. Absolutely essential. The report says they have an average of 251 staff volunteers working every month, contributing about 30,000 hours over the year. That's like having more than 15 extra full-time employees.
That's incredible commitment.
And then add another 100 plus groups, corporate teams, civic groups, faith communities doing one-time projects, adding another 900 hours. It's a massive community mobilization.
Truly community powered.
And you can tell the volunteers get a lot out of it too. There's a quote from one. "I find it incredibly fulfilling. The meaningful connections I've made with volunteers, clients, and staff make every shift more enjoyable. As a bonus, I've learned so much about different cultures, cuisines, even exchanging recipes and traditions through conversations with clients."
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. It builds bridges within the community. Everyone benefits.
Definitely a win-win.
And another really impressive part of their operation, thinking about sustainability and, well, smart resource use, is their food recovery program. They also call it gleaning.
Gleaning, right. Saving food that would otherwise be wasted.
Exactly. In 2024, they recovered almost 650,000 pounds of perfectly good quality food from local supermarkets and farms. Food that would have just been thrown out.
650,000 pounds.
Yep. So that tackles food insecurity and food waste. Huge environmental benefit there too.
That's incredibly efficient. Beyond the core food stuff and gleaning, what else are they doing to engage people?
Well, they have youth education programs, getting young people involved, learning about these issues through experience.
Good idea.
And corporate social responsibility initiatives, partnering with local businesses. And one other area, maybe less visible but super important, is advocacy.
Working on the bigger picture, policy stuff.
Precisely. IFPN's leadership is actively talking to policymakers, local, state, federal. They work to strengthen the programs that help people facing food insecurity, collaborating with other organizations, even the state's Office of Food Security Advocate, trying to create systemic change.
Makes sense. You need that too. So zooming out a bit to the financials for 2024, their total income was close to $7.9 million. And what's really interesting is where it came from. Donated food itself was valued at over half that 52%. Cash donations were about 25%.
Shows the power of food donations and community generosity.
Totally. And on the expense side, just under $7.5 million total, food buying and distributing it was the biggest chunk, 65%. Program services were another 26%.
So the vast majority is going directly into the mission.
Yeah, it looks like really responsible handling of the resources they get. Good stewardship.
You know, when you see an organization having this kind of broad, deep impact, you have to ask, what's really driving it? What's at the core? And the report actually lists their core values explicitly.
Oh, yeah. What are they?
Compassion, valuing listening and understanding, openness to new ideas and innovation, and striving for operational excellence.
Mm.
And looking at everything we've talked about, those don't feel like just words on paper, do they? They seem to genuinely guide how IFPN operates.
No, you can really see those values reflected in the programs, the partnerships, the whole approach. So wrapping up this deep dive, what's the big takeaway for you thinking about this IFPN report? It's just, it's a really inspiring example, isn't it? How one group built this holistic, community-first way to fight food insecurity. Moving way beyond just handing out food to focus on dignity, real support, and getting the whole community involved in that neighbors helping neighbors spirit.
It really is. And it makes you think, doesn't it? When you see the depth here, the nutrition education, the service referrals, the community building, all alongside the food. What does food security truly mean? Maybe it's much broader than we usually think. And it leaves you wondering, how could that neighbors helping neighbors idea and using partnerships smartly like IFPN does, how could that spark new solutions to tough challenges in your own community?
Yeah, definitely food for thought. It's incredible what dedicated, innovative community work can achieve. We hope this look inside the IFPN report has given you some things to chew on long after we finish up here.